Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time now for episode 499. It's from March of 2005, and it's Herb Sewell, as you know, the former patient at Atascadero. He's come on to discuss how he will keep a beautiful young teacher from possibly seducing his son. In order to take her mind off of picking up boys, Herb's going to hit on her himself and have a relationship with her. This is how sick Herb is, and oddly how funny he is, too. Here he is. Herb Sewell, episode 499 of the Classic Podcast. Mr. Herb Sewell's son is in the La Honda School District. He's a parent there. His son is in the 8th grade in the middle school. And he and other parents have gotten together, banded together, to form sort of a de facto parent-teacher association to address the problem of predatory teachers. Insane that we'd be having to talk about this, Herb, but predatory teachers who may inflict, may instigate, may seduce a young child into a illicit relationship. And here's my question for you, and first of all, thank you for joining us on the program.
It is my pleasure, Phil. Thank you.
Mr. Sewell, my question for you would be, you're going through this right now at your school?
We are, yes, indeed.
And you are with a group of parents who are concerned to the point where you're discussing some fairly revolutionary things. Is that my understanding?
Well, there's been so much in the news lately about teachers, Phil, having illicit relationships with their students. You fear for the well-being of your children, and so we have gotten together.
Was there a hire recently made, or are there teachers at the school that you suspect?
We don't suspect anyone, but we did just hire a new teacher, as you referenced.
Because I did talk with your wife earlier.
Yes, this new teacher has come from, I believe, the Pasadena area. And when the announcement went out that they had hired this woman, they'd sent a picture accompanying the email, and she is quite attractive.
Okay, attractive in what? Young?
She is very young. She is. If you recall the Deborah LeFay photograph, she is that kind of attractive. My son Kevin, along with other boys in his class, are very handsome young men. And as soon as I saw the picture, I called as many parents as I could on our parent-student register. And we got a meeting together for Tuesday night of this week. And I was very clear, this new teacher, I don't think anyone should be judged before they even begin a job.
Well, that's the other thing we have to talk about. If just because a woman is attractive doesn't mean that she's necessarily going to be going after these kids. But the thing that I want to ask you is there is a approach that you're going to try which maybe a little controversial?
I don't know if it's controversial. I will tell you, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Welfare tells us that sexual assault and rape by a female teacher on a male student has gone up 400%.
Wow.
Over the last decade.
All right, but that is not to say this woman's going to even be guilty of that.
That is correct. And she has a job to do, and you don't want to interfere with the job she's going to do, but the lives of so many children could have been protected had there been some preemptive measures taken.
All right, now how do you do that? You can't judge someone guilty before they do anything, so what do you say? You have this attractive young teacher who is now working at your school.
But the way to deal with the problem, Phil, is adult to adult. And this is where the controversy, if you want to call it a controversy, it starts.
Now, just so you know, I talked to her name's Karen Celinda.
Yes, that is correct. What caused the problem, at the behest of our parent group, I contacted her. I asked her to have a meeting over dinner.
Did you ask her for drinks?
Well, what I did was this. I took her for dinner to ascertain the level of this woman's professionalism, I think is the very best way to say this, and to ascertain whether or not she has a loose nature.
Now, you're married.
I am married, yes.
And if this woman who you're taking out for drinks to find out whether she has this nature, this laissez-faire nature...
Well, it's a very difficult thing, but because we want to protect our son, there is nothing more important to myself or Becky, my wife, than our son. And I suppose the controversial aspect of this, Phil, is that I need to find out if this woman is going to be predatory. You can find that out by taking a woman out for cocktails. If she is loose, she's obviously going to respond to you in a certain way. And we are willing my wife Becky and I, as well as the other members of our parent group, are willing to investigate that, even to the point where if I can lure her away from Kevin and these other boys, I will do that.
What do you mean by lure her away?
Well, if I can get her interested, and again, this is a very difficult thing to say, if I can get her interested sexually in me, as opposed to my own son.
Well, all right, now you're talking about the fidelity of your own marriage.
Nothing is more important than my son. The fidelity with my wife. My wife understands 100% because she is a woman who is a forward-thinking woman. I need to be able to steer this woman's interest away from these innocent children. If I have to do that, and if it means getting her sexually interested in me, then that's something that I'm going to have to do.
Are the other parents agreed to this?
The other parents, it's very interesting when you do this. The other parents, there's been a level of agreement. There's also been some parents who are have an attitude about this, as if they wish they were the ones who are selected to take this woman out for drinks. The reason,
well, why were you selected?
Well, I was going to say, the reason why I was selected is because I have an ingratiating personality. The people are very much at ease with me, and at first, and so it's a very difficult thing to do. But I am talking about protecting my son, and the only way to do this is to steer the interest of this woman away from him and these other boys, even if it means having to be involved sexually with her myself.
And this is something your wife understands? This is something that the other parents understand?
I think there's a level of understanding of the other parents. My wife is 100% behind it. But like I said, my wife is very, very liberated. She's a very modern woman. And for us, I don't know about other parents, but for us, what is primary in our life is the well-being of our son, even if it means that the fidelity, that the marital vows of Becky and I are strained.
All right, you're hearing what Herb Sewell is saying. It is revolutionary that they are concerned about a teacher at their school who may be predatory. So Mr. Sewell has engaged this woman socially and may engage her even sexually in order to keep her away from the other boys in the school. We're going to take some phone calls, Mr. Sewell, with your permission.
I anticipate that, Mr. Henry, yes.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And, of course, the question is, the well-being of a child is paramount in any parent's mind. Is it so paramount that you would strain your own marital vows, though?
Well, I don't think any parent has ever asked that question. Would I be willing, in order to protect my child, would I be willing to sexually be involved with someone else other than my wife? I don't think any parent has ever really had the courage to ask that question. And I'm not questioning the courage of parents, but I am saying it is a question that has to be answered with regard to these predatory teachers, because they are out there, they're looking for your child, they want to have an active sexual relationship with your child, and they want to do this behind your back. How do you keep these individuals from doing it?
Why not fire them? Why not find...
Well, the only way you're going to fire them is if they've already had the sexual relation with your child, and by then, the damage is done. So you don't want that damage to be done.
I understand.
You want to make sure that the damage is not done. And the way to do that is to steer them away. Now,
if you're involved, this is something that you got to understand, pretty foreign to me, but if you're involved sexually with this teacher, this woman, how are you... She still could be predatory. She still could be after your son.
Well, if you're involved sexually with the teacher, then you are at her apartment. You're talking with her over drinks. Obviously, she's going to be very forthcoming with you. You're going to find out, believe me. you know, you'll find out pretty quick whether she's involved with your son or any other child sexually, because you're at ease with her. You're out having drinks. You're having breakfast together. And
you say your wife is fine with this?
My wife, I don't know if she's 100% fine with it, but she understands, because she's very progressive, very liberated, the paramount importance of the safety of our son.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Here is Wendy on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Wendy.
I just want to know why in the world you would possibly think that this teacher would divulge any information to you, number one, being a father
yes.
of one of her students.
Yes. Well, I think that in light of if I were involved in a sexual relationship with her myself, her guard is down.
Her guard is down?
Well, yes, because of the personal nature of the relation we'd be involved in.
And you being the father of one of her students wouldn't have anything to do with her guard.
I beg pardon?
You being a father of one of her students would have nothing to do with just keeping guard up?
Well, I can tell you that if she were involved with me, she's not going to be necessarily predatory with these other children, that's all.
Why do you think that? Why in the world would you think that?
Well, because... Wendy, I can tell you that this is something that we've thought out and we're very clear on it. I can't explain it to you.
We are clear on it? You? Yes. I think you just want to have sex with this woman.
That's your mind. You're responsible for your own toilet.
I have children.
You're responsible
for sex with your child's teacher, so they won't have sex with your child.
Well, the next thing you know is you're probably going to want to have sex with. Then they'll be having sex with your child.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. Herb Sewell. It's very controversial, Mr. Sewell.
Well, I understand that. Most of the people are not going to understand it's the women, because they're competitive with these women who are predatory. And that's going to be the problem.
The mothers?
The mothers are not going to understand this because they feel automatically competitive with a very attractive young teacher who is sexually interesting not only to the son but also to the father. So this is going to be something that I think a lot of mothers are going to have a hard time with. My wife, because she's progressive, understands it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Herbert Sewell, how do you keep your son safe from a sexually predatory teacher? In their school district, a group of parents got together. Mr. Sewell has asked this teacher out for drinks and is attempting to engage her sexually to steer her interest away from his son and other boys. Very controversial. We'll be back with Mr. Sewell at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I love my mom and everything, but...
Henry Show is back.
I'm going to tell you, Herb Sewell joins me. A lot of people are saying that in order to keep a predatory female teacher away from your son, you would lure her into a sexual relationship to keep her away from your son.
Yes, that is correct. And I can tell you something else, Phil, that the people who are suspecting me of wanting to do this for my own pleasure.
Well, I'm getting phone calls, people saying you just want to get your own jollies.
Those are people who simply don't understand the level of love and commitment I have for my son. I'm not trying to get by, as you put it there, Phil, my jollies. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I was remanded, as you mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, to the state forensic hospital in California. I was adjudicated criminally insane. You know, for a good 8 years of my life, as a result of crimes that I committed against children, and I'm very frank with that. So I know the mindset of these people. If you can believe me,
you were a child molester?
Yes, I was.
Good Lord! How long were you in prison for?
I was in prison for 8 years. Yes. So I can tell you very, very clearly, Mr. Henry, what the mindset of these people is. And these individuals who are calling in, they don't know what they're up against. and so I'm trying, to protect and...
Well, let's address this. You're trying to get your own jollies.
I'm not trying to get any jollies, as people put it. I'm simply trying, there's a lot of people who just wish it was them. In our parent group, we have one man by the name of Ben Bolivian and Don Schaefer, both of whom wanted to take her out for drinks. And I said, no, I'll do it. And you could tell they were both angry because they wanted to be the ones, but I'm the one. And the reason why I'm the one is I was very frank with the group that I do have a history of criminal behavior toward children, so I know what this can be, and it's not very pretty.
I'm just amazed. And so you're out, you're married, you have a son.
I'm married, I have a son, yes. And, I didn't like what I was either.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So now that you're out, and you're going to have sex with this teacher, to keep her steered clear of a kid.
That's correct.
Here is Marianne. Go ahead, Marianne. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. Hi, this is Marianne.
Yes, ma'am.
I happen to be a psychotherapist and have 14 years. And I find your proposal.
You know what? Your phone is really, your phone, we can't even hear you. So can you hold it steady in your hand, ma'am? Because we can't hear you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to do that. So I wanted to just clarify that I am a psychotherapist.
All right, hold on for a minute. Her phone is messed up. 1-800-449-8686. Greg, go ahead.
Yeah. I just wondered what the crazy house he got out of, man. This guy's some kind of pervert. And I don't even know if I'd want him to...
Well, if you think having sex with a woman is perverted, then you're...
Yeah, but you're a child.
You're on the minority on that side, young man.
Yeah, let me tell you something, man. You're sitting on a... You got this laugh for that. I was like, when I was coming down the road, I was like, yeah, this guy is sick, man. I said, you know, he's a child molester, now he's trying to molest a teacher.
No, you can't molest an adult, stupid. I mean,
don't call him stupid.
Well, it's obvious the man's not educated.
Yeah, I'm educated, man. People like you, man.
Educated? Educated where?
Hey, I'm telling you something, man.
Did you get out of kindergarten?
Hey, what mountain did you come out of?
1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell is our guest here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about the project that you're having here, having sex with a teacher to keep her away from your kid. Now, you are a convicted child molester. Now you're up.
Well, you keep going back to that, Phil, and the only reason why I brought that up is to tell you that I'm experienced at recognizing these kinds of people. And
well, is this teacher that you're talking about, this good-looking, young, attractive teacher is at your school, is she guilty of this, or does she look like the type?
I don't know until I socialize with her exactly what kind of person she is.
What about the idea that a person who likes to have sex with children or have some kind of a relationship with kids isn't going to be interested in sex with an adult?
But I'm not a normal adult in the fact that it's very unusual, and I probably shouldn't even have gone public with this, because this is very revolutionary work. It's very advanced work, and there are very few of your parents who are going to be able to understand what it is I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say...
No, but it's a good question. If you are if you're going after, you know, trying to figure out whether this woman is a child molester or not, why would she be interested in having sex with you?
Why would she be interested in having sex with me is because I have the mind, I have the criminal mind, that can manipulate her mind and therefore steer her away from my son. And I understand that I was 8 years in a forensic hospital, a psychiatric institution. I was clinically mad. You know, in other words, I was mad, and I was administered electroshock, I was administered insulin shock, I was clinically mad. And so I was able to, through the help of Dr. Emery and Dr. Suffolk, I was able to find my way out of this madhouse that I was in, this bedlam, where I should have been chained to a wall. And I was able to bring my mind back to the now, to the here and now. The immutable mind brought back to the here and now. And now I'm able to function in society and recognize others who are likewise disturbed. And that's what the work that I'm doing right now.
Okay, I think it's a good question, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very good question, but believe me, you know, there are child molesters who do have sex with adults.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Phil? Listen, Mr. Sewell, I have a question. If, say you have a daughter... And
what is your point here, Chris? We don't do questions. You got a point you want to make?
Yeah, the point I want to make is you know, if you know...
Chris, let me ask you, I'll get to my point. You don't currently have a relationship with a woman, do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, I can tell by talking to someone whether they have a relationship with an adult, and it doesn't sound to me like you've got really a very advanced one. Do you have children? Yes, you do.
No, I don't have children.
But you do have a girlfriend or a wife?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
Okay. So you're listening to me to learn.
No, I am listening for the entertainment value. Anyway,
the entertainment value, I see. Well, I can tell you that all of what we're doing here, the well-being of my children. And if you think that this is some kind of a joke...
Well, it's got to sound like a joke to a lot of people, you wanting to have sex with this teacher, because a lot of people think you just want to have your jollies.
I told you once, I don't want to get my jollies. I don't even really enjoy sex with women. All right? I'm married because I'm trying to have a normal life.
You don't enjoy sex with women?
No, I do not. I'm married because I want to have a normal life.
Who do you enjoy having sex with? Other than kids?
Well, I'm just simple.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's Prodigal Son. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I'm just telling you, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You don't want to talk to me anymore. Why is that?
Because I don't like talking to a guy like you. You give me the creeps.
I give you the creeps. I'm trying to protect my son.
Look, 8 years inside for being a child molester, and then you're out, and you got a son. Now you want to have sex with his teacher to keep her away from the kid. And it's very controversial.
Look, Mr. Henry, I know the mindset of these people. I know how they work. If I can actively engage this gorgeous young woman in a sexual relationship, I believe that I can steer her away from interest in my own son and at the same time give myself a moment of pleasure in an otherwise very stark and very strange world. Yes, my wife is very much in favor of this, but you must understand, without my medication, the world begins to melt and things look strange. People take on the visage of animals. I walk through the world as if the street is crooked. I can't balance myself. Rooms are weird looking. So I think
it sounds to me like if you take your medication, you're going to be a whole lot better.
Well, see, now that's another thing. When I was at the forensic hospital, I was on a combination of antipsychotic drugs.
Will you hold on for a minute so I can do my flashback?
I'm sorry?
Will you? I got to do a flashback.
Hey, you flashback. All right, I
got to do something else. Hold on, okay?
Well, but I do want to get back into the work that Dr. Emery did with me, because it's very...
Yeah, that's fine. Just hold on for a minute, okay? I can't believe a guy gets out from molesting kids, gets married, has a kid. How are you even around schools?
Well, you see, my son is... I'm allowed to go to school and I can drop my son off. That's very interesting, too. But when I had electroshock, I was told that...
Will you just hold on for a minute, okay?
Yes, of course.
All right, anyway, here is our flashback request. Phil, please, oh, please, put the segment where, and I can't remember who the character was, put the segment on where they were angry about people driving slowly in the fast lane. They would honk at them and bright light them. I love that segment. Muchas gracias, Mark Smith. Here it is, Mark. It's Lloyd, and it's our listener flashback.
I honestly believe, I've been listening to you talk, I honestly believe that you need to do everybody a favor and go turn your license in. That is considered road rage. Anybody that has taken any kind of defensive course, you run across people like that, you don't mash your gas, you let up. You be courteous and let the man over.
Well, sure.
You not only did you not...
Courteous? He yelled
not only did you not endanger your life, the guy's in the car's life, your wife's life, anybody that was around you, you endangered their life too.
Well, first of all, sir...
And as far as Vietnam goes, that's 20-something years, 30 years ago.
I was in Korea, sir. I was not in Vietnam.
I was in the first Gulf War. So what?
I did not have the... first of all, you know, at least you and I were in a couple of wars we won.
I also drive a tractor trailer that's 70 foot long and grosses out at 100... or grosses out at 80,000 pounds. So... your little RV would be no match to this, but you don't see people trying to push you off the road and throwing things out at you.
What's that, honey?
You know, that's just courtesy. You let up.
My wife wants me to ask you a question. What do you want me to ask? She wants to know if you're the guy that worked in the gas station on the Mayberry, the DRF show, the Mayberry.
Oh, come on.
You sound like the gentleman that was in the gas station. Obviously, you're not the actor, are you, sir?
You just.
Are you the actor, sir?
No, I'm
let's
no
stick
actor,
to the freaking.
Sure.
Let's
I,
stick
I
to the point.
No, okay. First of all, sir, I want to say, you're talking about giving courtesy to some turkey that yelled "F you" to me. Why do I give courtesy to a turd like that?
I've had pistols pulled out at me. And you said a while ago too to the other driver that you was talking to that you were up higher. I'm up higher than you. And I've had them pointed right at me. So
Well,
not all. I mean, let me
tell you what.
Right
when
there.
You get a pistol pointed at you, all you got to do is pull that wheel hard to the in the direction of the car, and you'll send that guy on.
You know
what you'll
do,
send him to hell on a shutter.
Head, he goes on by.
You'll send him to hell on a shutter.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Why would you want to live with killing people?
Are you
knowing
kidding
that
me?
If I turn the wheel and hit this fella, then fella's going to hit other people.
So I can tell you this.
Everybody.
I could send that guy to hell on a shutter and go home and have a nice big steak and take a bath and go to bed and dream the dreams of angels.
That's the reason why you need to just
turn in your license is what we're saying.
So I come on this program.
Yeah, you don't need to get people to.
Right.
You just need to turn them in.
So I come on this program to represent millions of RV drivers, and the end result of my appearance on your program is turn in your license.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Turn them in. You're representing the RV people. Well, what about the people that's out here? Does you talk about it during the summer?
You know what?
I'm out here year round.
Look,
no rain. It don't matter.
Oh, why don't you go and find? Why don't you go find Andy and make sure the police car needs greasing.
You know, people like that want to cause a problem.
What is he
doing? That makes a lot of miles locked off.
What is he doing, sir?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm hanging up the phone.
Well, he ain't hanging up anything.
Well, the two of you insulted me. Good night. I bid you adieu. Wait a minute. I got bingo.
That's my point.
Are we done with the flashback?
Am I done with
that? I'm not talking to you, Herb. We are. All right, we're back on the Phil Henry Show. Thank you very much for your request there, whoever you were. I forget the gentleman's name.
My name is Herb Sewell, Phil.
No, I know who you are, and sir, I've been trying to tell you that I'm very uncomfortable talking to you about this whole plan.
It is a revolutionary plan. There's no doubt about it. Phil, look, I don't deny that I'm mad, or at least I was. But through the good help of Dr. Emery, and some very, very good doctors at Atascadero, I was able to find my way out of the bedlam, almost, if you will, the Hieronymus Bosch hell that I lived in. And now that I'm out and my mind is straight most days when I'm on my medication, I see that this young, very full-figured young lady, and I won't lie to you, she's very attractive, very full-figured, young lady who has it all and slamming, as the kids like to say, I can have a relationship with her and keep her interested on me and attributes of me, if you will. And so she's not interested in the other kids.
Yeah, all right, I've heard the whole philosophy, sir. Let me get back to another phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell with us. Gene, go ahead.
All right, Mr. Sewell.
Yes, Gene.
This is Gene.
Yes, Gene.
I wouldn't trust you around my grandchildren at all. Because
well,
I'll tell you why.
I'm not around your grandchildren.
I don't trust anybody like you. Once you're a child molester, you're always a child molester.
Well, that's not true. You see, I had electric shock and insulin shock.
Don't tell me it ain't true, because I have a half-brother that molested me when I was a child.
Is he still doing it?
Would get along really good.
Is he still doing it?
Yes, he is.
He's still molesting you?
No, not me.
Well, you see,
children.
Then he stopped, you see. And what I'm saying is...
Well, wait a minute. Did you hear what she said? This was a brother, Gene?
A half-brother.
Well, a half-brother.
He's my mother's son. He's not my father's
son.
You
see what
I'm... my father's daughter.
Well, Gene, listen, a half-brother, that's all... That's from cops, for God's sake. That's... you know, that we're not talking about that. I was remanded to a forensic hospital, and I was under deep psychiatric care for 8 years.
Well, it sounds like you should still be there.
Why do you say that?
Because you're not cured.
I'm not cured?
No, you can't be.
Gene, let me tell you something. I get up in the morning, and the first thing that I think is, I think I'd like to go out and catch me a 12-year-old. But you know what I do with that feeling? As Dr. Emery taught me, I put it in a box. Now, the box sometimes makes noises. Sometimes it's scratching to get out of the box. But it's always in the box, and it never gets out. Now, Walter Belhaven, who was a very dear friend of mine and is still there, and they'll never let Walter out. They'll never let Walter out. Walter tells me, jokingly, when I talk to him on the phone, he'll say, well, he'll say, Herb, looks like a good day to go out and catch me an 8-year-old. And I'll say, Walter, you incorrigible bastard, you know, because he'll never get out. But I've been able to put this in the box. Now, what I do and I'm married, and I have a son.
Yeah, but you said earlier you don't enjoy having sex with women.
I don't enjoy having sex with women. I really don't.
Then why are you married?
Then why are you married?
Because that was the best way to facilitate my reentry into society. And
well, the son that you have, how was he born?
Well, I did force myself in one instance to have connubial relations with Becky, and that's how our son Kevin came about.
Well, what does your wife think about it? So your wife doesn't mind you not having sex with her?
I don't think she does. I don't think she minds at all. She's very much deeply into her research. My wife's an academic. She teaches at a major university in Southern California. And for all I know, she may be lesbian. That would be the big joke, wouldn't it, Gene?
No, it's not a joke.
Well, the point to that, she's a very good mother. Please don't understand. But I'm trying to save my son from this predatory young lady who is very full-figured, very large breasts. And
yeah, we get that, okay?
Yeah, we sure do.
Well, what are you saying, that I shouldn't? Are you saying that me, Herb Sewell, who endured electroshock and insulin shock, who for 7 years I assisted at some of the most dynamic psychiatric research as a prison trustee with Dr. Emery and some of the other gentlemen from the Forensic Institute, I looked into the case of Walter Belhaven. I looked into the case of Randall Toomey. Randall Toomey, I'd like to tell you a story about Randall Toomey, Gene.
I don't want to hear about it.
No, you've got to hear this. Randall Toomey was married, had 3 children. He was an insurance executive from Stockton. One day, the French Coast Guard caught him off the coast of the Cook Islands in a rented yacht. He had chartered it for the day. He had used the bodies of his children and his wife as bait for the...
Oh, my God!
That's right. These are the people that were...
You mean telling me this man cut up his family?
Killed them and cut them up and used them as bait. Now, by the time they got him back to the American Coast Guard in Hawaii and the Maui County Sheriff took him over, he never spoke another word. He is now what we call catatonic, and yet there isn't a prison guard there at Atascadero that could get within 3 feet of him without having their face peeled off with a potato peeler. Now, I survived that. And you know why, Gene? Because I'm Herb Sewell. She's not saying anything, is she, Phil? You know why?
No, she admires me.
All right, look, hold on, Gene, and hold on, Herb, or don't. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What do I have to address?
Well, I think you need to address it.
By the way, we're back with Herb Sewell. I only got a couple more seconds. Mr. Sewell, I've kept you on the air much longer than I wanted to. I'm not comfortable with the kind of conversation that you're conducting here. And I think if you want to do your son a favor, you're not going to have sex with this woman who, by the way, hasn't done anything wrong yet.
Well, I want to tell you, you criticize my behavior. I just did a commercial, and I had my wife, Becky, write down the name of the manufacturer, the product, the advertiser. And the commercial is Charmin toilet paper. You know that?
Yeah, Charmin's one of our sponsors.
All right. There's a line in the commercial that says, there's enough Charmin here for every bear in the woods. Now, you tell me that I'm saying things...
What's wrong with that?
What?
There's enough Charmin here for every bear in the woods. What?
That's a reference to the joke. What does a bear do in the woods?
Okay, so the bear... I know he did it. Shut up, bud.
Oh, great. There's enough Charmin here. Does the Pope wear a big hat? Does a bear blank in the woods? And there's Charmin saying there's enough Charmin here for every bear in the woods, and yet you criticize me, Herb Sewell, because I've had electroshock, because I've had insulin shock, because I do call a number among my friends, individuals such as Randall Toomey and Walter Belhaven. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I'm mad. I'm...
All right, thanks a lot, man. You know, I should have hung up on him when he got into his Randall Toomey story.
That guy scared the hell out of me.
Who, that guy Herb Sewell?
No, Randall Toomey. Guy does stuff with a potato peeler.
Yeah, it's a pretty creepy story. Randall Toomey picked up by the French Coast Guard after using his family's body for bait. And he ain't said a word in like 15 years, bud.
It gives me the creeps. Don't remind me ever to talk to a guy named Randall Toomey.
Oh, okay.